You know, our world news and news is nothing but reports of corruption, scandal, violence, crimes, killing, earthquakes, wars, all kinds of stuff. And it's got a lot of people quite concerned. In fact, one source says this: in an increasingly unsafe world, people are seeking safety and security. Armies face each other across vast deserts. Nations arm themselves with nuclear weapons. Radical ideologies endanger millions. Closer to home, we face threats to our safety and that of our families every day. Physical safety is a paramount in the minds of many people. It has been a major thing in church news since that down there in Texas. In fact, if you watched, I believe it was Channel 6, they interviewed our Larry Johnson. Channel 8, was it? Channel 8 in bad. They interviewed our director of security here on campus, Brother Larry Johnson, and then our ushers. And, we've always been aware of this, and there's no use to be afraid. We got ushers that are trained what to do, and people that are trained what to do. But many of the churches were really upset about all this. And actually, I wonder, you know, there's a lot of things you can do in the natural, but then there's this the supernatural also. You know, I mean, in the natural, we can get home securities and various items of protection and locks and gates and fences. And man, we need to do everything we can in the natural. But we shouldn't be surprised that the world is in the shape it's in. It shouldn't be to Christians, people that read the Bible. Now, I'm not talking about people that just read a verse every once in a while or a chapter, a week. I'm talking people that read the Bible and study the Word of God. Because Matthew 24 tells you this. And we're just going to read a few verses, but you can read the whole context there. Matthew 24:4. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceive you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I'm the Christ,' and will deceive many, and you will hear of wars and rumors of war, and see that you're not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For a nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places, and all these are the beginning of sorrows." Now, today we're seeing a lot of what Jesus described in this verse coming to pass. Are we not? Huh? You know. So tonight, if I have a title for this, it's Staying Safe in an Unsafe World. Now, I want everybody to listen. I'm not pointing a finger at anyone or any incident that's happened. I'm not commenting on what anyone did, right or wrong. I cannot comment intelligently about a situation when I wasn't standing there, or about something when I wasn't there. My remarks tonight, and I'm reading this because I want you to get this, my remarks tonight are for us so that we can be prepared in the best way possible to stay as safe as possible as we follow the Lord. Okay? Now, some people do everything in the natural to stay safe and neglect any supernatural action. Others are so spiritually minded and they quote the word and pray, but they don't take any protective measures in the natural. And what does Pastor say all the time? The natural and the supernatural working together or coming together make an explosive force for God. You know, in the last few days, I've listened to a lot of people and heard a lot of people talk, and had somebody say something about at staff meeting. Somebody brought up one of the ministers, one of our Rhema ministers, and they're all their church was all, and I guess that's got me thinking about some of this stuff. But we need to be in the natural, do what we can do. But we also need to lean on the supernatural part. Hello. See, in the last days, there's going to be trouble and danger. The Word of God tells us that. I don't know why that we should get all upset about it, because the Bible's already told us. Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:1, but know this, in the last days, perilous times will come. The J.B. Phillips version of that says, but you must realize that in the last days, the times will be full of danger. You know, with all of the things that's going on, especially attacks on Christians, we're facing challenges. And it's challenging some people's faith, their faith in God, their faith in the Word of God. You know, they're asking questions like, is God's promises really sufficient? Now, we can't deny that there's trouble and danger, right? But, and Jesus said this. Look at John 16:33. If you don't have this marked in your Bible, you need to mark this scripture. Now, John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. He promised us peace there in the midst of the trouble. He told us we're going to have trouble, but he said you can have peace. You don't have to be upset. You can have peace. Actually, the psalmist said it this way. Great peace have those who love your law. That's talking about God, the promises of God. And nothing causes them to stumble. You know, Jesus said we should be all joyful and happy because he's already set everything in motion for us to have safety. You know, the early church was triumphed in the things of Christ. In the last days, we need to be there also. You know, what we need to realize is God said he would keep us safe, his people safe, if. Now, a lot of people don't like that word if. The word if means when certain conditions are met, then God's promises come in to action. That's the problem in a lot of people's lives today. That's the reason they're in the problem that they are, is the fact that they are not really doing what the Word of God tells them to do. See? You know, God promised the Israelites that they'd be kept safe if they obeyed his commands. You got to go back to Leviticus. That's where he wrote all the law and the statutes and so forth. Leviticus 25:18. If you want to turn there. Leviticus 25:18. So you should observe my statutes and keep my judgments and perform them. And you will dwell in the land in safety. Then the land will yield its fruit, and you will eat your fill and dwell there in safety. Now, let's look at that word safety there. The Hebrew word safety there in this verse, according to Strong's Concordance, means a place of refuge, safety, security, and trust. See, and as long as the Israelites followed God and his command, God's promises of protection work for them. I mean, how many of you have read Judges and 1st and 2nd Chronicles and 1st and 2nd Kings? Did you ever notice that Israel was up and down and up and down and up and down? Hello? But now, if you will go and do a study, you'll find out that when they were up, they were doing everything that God told them to do. And so therefore, the power of God was there to help them. You'll find when they were down that they were not doing what the word told them to do. And, you know, some people have said to me, well, I don't see why so-and-so is not getting an answer. I said, well, I don't want to be negative, but watch their lifestyle. They're not living in line with what the Word of God says. Some of you might not like what I said that, but it's the truth. I'm not judging or condemning anybody, but if you're going to receive the promises of God, then you got to live in line with the Word of God. You can't live. I mean, some people are talking about, oh, God bless me, help me, and they hadn't given a penny in an offering bucket in years. Come on now, don't look at me like that. It's the truth. How can God bless them when they're not even doing what God told them to do? You know, one guy was talking, he said, well, you know, God only asked for 10%. He could ask for 90, you know. See, when Israel wholly followed God, he made them to reign in safety and their crops grew and everything was great. But when they didn't follow God, the hand of the Lord was removed. Their protection came removed from them. The enemies came in on them. See, numerous times in the Bible, God promises to protect his people if they will do certain things. You know, how many of you have children or grandchildren? Yeah. Have you ever told them, if you do certain things, then we'll go here, we'll do this, right? Now they didn't do it, but then they still want to go do that. And you say, no, we ain't doing it. You didn't do what you were supposed to do, so there's no way that can happen. That's the same way it is with our Father God. He's told us to do some things, and we don't want to do them, so we go and we want to do it anyway, and he has to say, nope, can't do it. Come on, somebody look at me. But he treats his children the same way we treat our children. You know, the name of Jesus is a place to safety. They didn't know I was going to preach this sermon tonight, but they just sang that song about Jesus there. Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. God promised to protect those that dwell close to him. Psalms 91:1-4. Those who dwell in the shadow, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He's my God. I will trust him, for he will rescue me from every trap and protect you from every deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Armor and protection. That stands against, armor is something you put on to withstand something. You know, shelter of his wings. And I've used this, I don't know how many times. That's an old hen gets some chicks, puts them under her wings and protects them. You know, I've seen it happen many times. In fact, how many ever realized on the pond out here in the park, in Raymond Park, we got ducks. In the springtime, we have a bunch of ducklings around here. In fact, we get so many sometimes we have to crate them up and take them down to the ranch and put them on the pond down at the ranch. But there was one mother duck. She had hatched a bunch of ducklings over there by the administration building several years ago. And so Kurt gathered them all up and they put them in a pen and they had them down there in the maintenance building because there were predators that were getting the ducklings. And so they didn't want to lose these ducklings. And they were crying. So Lynette and I walked up to the cage where they were at, and that mother duck she made a couple of sounds and did this, and those little ducklings run underneath. She put her wings out. You couldn't see one at all. And if a predator was there, they're going to have to go through her. And if you reach your hand down there, she lets you know right away, hey, you got a fight on your hands. Anybody ever been there, seen that happen, you know? Man. And those, you know, most all of the animal kingdom, the mother will protect those, and you better just get out of the way. Man, I was at my friend's dad was preaching down in Logansport, Louisiana. That's right on the border of Texas down there by the big thicket. And I went out to the farm with this boy. David Baker was his name. Dad was preaching there. I went out there. So the old sow, she had a bunch of piglets there. And so he and I decided we were going to play rodeo. And we started roping those piglets. That old sow, man, I had to climb the fence to keep from getting. She liked to got me, man. But you know, now I said all of that. When we're dwelling close to God and danger comes, we just run under the wings. And God says, Mr. Enemy, you got to come through me to get to my kids. Come on now. Anybody getting anything? You know, safety is promised for everybody. Put their trust in God. Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. Amen. You know, throughout the New Testament, we find all kinds of incidents where God's people were in safety and protected. In the early church, if you go study the historical part of that, you'll find that the Roman government, the Jewish leaders, they harassed and persecuted Christians greatly. Just study some history, and you'll find out that most of the people that they put in the Roman Colosseum there were Christians. Come on, I mean, it's truth. They were protected many times. Paul, everybody talks about Paul, a great man of faith. Well, you know what? He left in the middle of the night from Damascus, and they let him down in a basket outside the gate so he could live to preach another day. See, they got told about this, so they did what they in the natural. Supernaturally, somehow it was revealed that they were plotting to get him. But naturally, they took natural means for his deliverance. Now, I keep going back to this because it's natural and supernatural. There's natural things you can do, supernatural things you can do. You know, Peter was delivered from prison. In Acts 12, you can read the whole story. When they prayed, church got together and prayed. Sometimes I think we're too lax in our praying. Hey, numerous times that Paul was delivered, you can read it there in Acts 9, 17, 19, 23, all of the times he was delivered. What am I trying to say? Don't allow current conditions to put fear into you, cause you to begin to question God. You know, and the reason I'm talking about this is because I have talked to people and have seen some things that have been written and said by supposedly people that believe like we do, but they are allowing all of this crisis that's coming, it seemed to be, to cause them to question. Either you believe it or you don't. Come on now. See, this is not a time to let up on the promises of God. This is a time to redefine what we really believe. This is not the time. This is a time to reaffirm and strengthen what we believe. I mean, you hear me say it all the time. You've heard me say it many times. The Bible says that I believe it, that settles it. I mean, I have to deal with things just like you do. I have to deal with personal problems. I have to deal with problems of the ministry. I have to believe what the Word of God says. When I'm sitting in that office over there. And some air conditioner or something goes wrong. If you ever look across this campus at all the buildings and all the places and things, you know, and you got a $50,000 piece of equipment that goes down and it's not in the budget. Me and my wife and our family, Craig, Denise, we just have to believe God. You know, I got 200 people at work here. They go home. They can forget about it. Their name's not on the line. Come on. I'm not trying to get you to feel sorry for me because the Word of God's real. I'm just trying to get you to understand, hey, you either stand on God's Word or you forget it. Either God will or it's all over. I heard my wife's this the other day. You know, we believe in God for something. And she said, all right, Lord. We gone as far as we can go. We got to have some relief. When she gets it, because she's the CFO of this place. When she gets that place, I have never yet seen it, not seen something miraculous come in. You see, we got three entities here. We got the church, we got the school, and we got the Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Hello? And all three of them have to operate, you know. So it's a time you either reaffirm what you believe and say, I believe it, and go with it, or not. See, God's promises are just as powerful in the last days as they were in the early days. God's promises hadn't changed. God hadn't changed. Has he? No. Now, we need to, in the natural, we must stand up and do what we need to do. But we need to stand on the everlasting Word of God. Now, this, we don't ignore the natural, you know. You know, we need to keep our doors and windows locked. We need to lock our car when we get out of it. Now, I remember a day that we could walk away from the house and leave the door unlocked. Mama, she'd go somewhere and we come home from school about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She left the door unlocked so we could get in, you know, walk home from school. You ain't going to do that no more. But we live in dangerous times. Hey, you know, I'm really surprised at people that get upset when something, when their car gets ripped up or something happens. You know, just don't go to dangerous places where you shouldn't go, shouldn't be there. You know, Now, if you got a good reason to be there, then you expect God to protect you. But if you don't have a good reason and you're just going into a dangerous situation just to be going in there, you may be walking out from underneath the protection. Because he gave you a brain. Hello. Use it. Hello. You know, one fella said he thought he said trains and said, I don't want none. So. See, get a security system for your house. You can go to some of these Lowe's or Home Depot and you can get cameras that you can hook up yourself. Don't even have to call a company. Is that not correct? Yeah. You know, you can get lights that if anybody moves outside, man, all these bright lights come on. That's a big deterrent from people that are messing around wanting to do something bad. They don't like light. Come on. Another good deterrent is a big dog. Ask my son-in-law there, Don there. I guarantee you if they crawl over that fence and they see Lucky, they're going to be unlucky. He stands up here about like this. He stand up, put his paws on my shoulder. He weighs about 110 pounds, something like that. I guarantee if he runs and hits you, he's going to knock you down. He is strong as it can be. But a good, nice dog is a good deterrent. Now, he's not mean or nothing, but he will protect his territory. You know, carry some mace or some pepper spray. Do something. You know, how... There are many things you can do in the natural that can help you be safe, more safe and protected. That's no means by an exhausted list, but it's just a few. And, you know, but everything that I'm talking about, there are limits to those. But there's no limits to God's power. You know. Now, man, I got to hurry. It's almost time to quit. I want to look at six spiritual actions that you can take along with the natural. All right? Everybody say, six spiritual actions that you can take to be safe in an unsafe world along with the natural. See? All right. Number one, live close to the Lord at all times. James 4:8, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. It's easy to drift away in a busy world. You're busy. You've got kids doing this, and you got this, and you got job. You got this, 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 this. It's really easy to let up on your prayer life, to let up on your Bible reading. Come on, don't look at me like that. Through the years, you got to remember, I've been in this all my life. I mean, my dad was a pastor, and then he left, and he's on travel. And I've been doing it now, 59 years, I guess, something like that. I've heard numerous people say, you know, they had a tragic event happen. And I've heard them say it time and time, you know, I knew better. I just haven't been living close to God. It's been months since I've even read the Bible. It's been months since I've even prayed. Hey, that's like leaving the gate open and letting all the cows out. One of the cardinal rules that when my grandpa had the farm, if you open a gate, close it and hook it back. You had it was a post, and you pick it down, and it went in a deal, and then you pull it here. You had to pull it tight and put that and slap that wire across that. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Because those cows get out. If you've never been around a farm and you get all the cows out, it takes a while to get them back in.
And you run your, get your tongue hung out running after them too.
You know what I'm talking about, Tony?
Okay.
Number two, be diligent to pray for the nation and our leaders. 1 Timothy 2:1-2. Therefore, exhort you first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, giving thanks be made for all men, for kings and all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. No, I don't agree with everything that our leaders are doing. Our congressmen, our statesmen, our president, all of them people, them secretaries and all of that stuff. I don't agree with everything they're doing, but I'm going to pray for them. Because it says here, if I pray for them, then I can lead a quiet and peaceful life. I don't agree with all that's going on, but I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to pray. I hadn't agreed in a long time with a lot of the stuff, but I pray for them because it's what the Bible told me to do. It didn't say gripe about it and complain about it. It said pray for them. Sometimes things happen in the nation because the people of prayer are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Everybody gets real praying conscious about the time of election, but no, you're supposed to pray every day, all the time for the nation. Amen. Whether you agree with what's going on or not, because it says here, if you pray, then we could lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. Now, when he was writing this, the Romans was in charge. You talk about a bad bunch of boys. Go read your history. Yeah, you know, we got to take our priority to pray for our country. Okay, number three, use your authority in the name of Jesus every day. Philippians 2:9-10. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and those in heaven and of earth, and of those on earth and those under the earth. The name of Jesus is far above all other names. I mean, I use the name of Jesus all the time. Number four. Be led by the Spirit in your everyday affairs. Romans 8:14, for as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Part of staying safe is avoid being in the wrong place at the wrong time. We need to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I mean, I don't know how many times Dad, traveling with Dad, we get ready to leave. He said, we can't go yet. Why? Well, Holy Spirit's giving me a check. Find out later, we'd have been in a problem. You know, you need to learn to do that. You know, it hadn't been very long ago. I was going home from the office here, and it was later, like 7, 8 o'clock, and it was already dark. And every time I made a turn, I noticed this. I noticed stuff like that. My wife will tell you, I'm always noticing stuff. And I noticed every time I made a turn, corner, she may have been with me. And I said, I ain't going home. So I turned on another street, went around the block. And just to make sure that I wasn't being followed, you know. I began to say, all right, Lord, what about this? I mean, you know, and I just seemed to be impressed. Just, hey, just don't go. Don't go home. Don't stop. Keep going. So we did. See, that part of staying safe is avoid being in the wrong place. Follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Number five, resist fear and remember God is with us when things don't even look good. Hebrews 13:6 in the voice message says, because of this promise, we may boldly say, the Lord is my help. I won't be afraid of anything. How can anyone harm me? If you get in fear, you're paralyzed. That's one of the things that they taught me in basic training. They said, don't get in fear. You get in fear, you freeze, and you can't do, you'll wind up dead. It's exactly what they said. Number six, because I got to go because it's already after eight. Number six, boldly proclaim by faith what the Word of God says about us. 2 Corinthians 4:13, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke, we also believe, and therefore speak. Paul is quoting the psalmist here. That's what the psalmist said. Now, it's not a time to have a spirit of fear and go hide somewhere. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, we've not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. It's time to rise up and say, okay, We got bad stuff going on. But Father, I'm going to do what I need to do in the natural, and I expect you to surround me by the power of God and keep me protected. You know, the old Pentecostals used to say, I plead the blood, plead the blood, I plead the blood. Anybody ever know that? Well, Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. When you plead in the blood, you're telling the devil, hey, I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. When the death angel passed over the houses back in Pharaoh in Egypt, it said, when I see the blood, I pass over you. And we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've had the blood applied. The devil can't come across the bloodline. Amen, amen, amen. We need to realize that angels are encamped around about us at all times. We need to realize that no weapon formed against us can prosper. We need to declare the devil may come in one way, but he's going to flee seven ways. We may boldly proclaim, God is on my side. Whom shall I fear? There's no need to fear. The Lord is with us. We can boldly declare what the word says, do what we need to do in the natural, and expect God to do what he said he would do in the supernatural. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Anybody get anything out of this tonight? I just want to encourage you. Hey, we are in a bad time. There's a lot of bad things going on, but there's no use to get in fear. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody stand up. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just talked to the people for a few minutes tonight to get them to refocus on your word. Oh, we realize that we got a lot of wrong stuff going on. We got a lot of junk going on. But Father, we're going to do what we need to do in the natural, and we expect the supernatural power of God to begin to surround us and protect us. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God. You know, my wife and I do something every time we get in the car. We claim protection in the name of Jesus every time I get in the car. I claim protection in the name of Jesus. Amen. You need to learn to do that. See, there's certain things you need to learn to do. I mean, you're aware and watch and see, you know, but then you need to also put the power of God or surround that car with the power of God. Hallelujah. When I go to that racetrack with Cameron, I put my hands on that car and I say, in the name of Jesus, I surround this car with the power of God. Be no injuries. He's wrecked many. If you're going to drive a race car, you're going to wreck sometime or another. He's wrecked many times. But he's never been hurt, and he won't be, because God is there to protect him. I pray every day for all those grand boys. I say, Lord, as they play basketball and football and baseball and all the things they do, I surround them with the power of God in the name of Jesus. And I start at the top of their head and I say, no head injuries, no pulled muscles, no broken bones, no busted knees. I go right down those boys and in the name of Jesus. See, hey. Now, they're going to do what they need to do in the natural. They're going to have the equipment on that they need to have on for protection. But I'll tell you what, anybody get what I'm talking about tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, if you happen to be in here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, so you really don't understand what we're talking about. But hey, you can before you leave here. The ladies are here. The men are over here. You can come down here. They'll pray with you, and you won't leave here like you came. If you're not where you should be with God, and you know you're like some of those people I was talking about, that you need to rededicate yourself, you know you had not been where you're supposed to, come on down here to pray. If you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, come down here. If you need prayer for anything, for any reason, come down here. They'll pray with you. Amen. Hey, connection team, go find a first time guest. Take them back, get those special things that we put together for you. We're glad to have you. If you're looking for a church home, what we say, church? Welcome home. Just come on here and join us. We call ourselves the Rhema family. We have a great time praising God together and living life unlimited with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, don't forget all the announcements that were made. Sunday morning right here. Come believing, come expecting. But hey, do the things that we talked about tonight. I had them put those up there like that so you could write them down, because it helps you to remember something when you write it down. You know that? So hey, get a hold of those. Praise God. Shake hands with somebody and say, hey, I'm going to be safe in this unsafe world, because I'm going to do what I need to in the natural, and I expect God, the supernatural, to do the rest. God bless you. We'll see you Sunday. Don't forget all the announcements. Get involved in the church.